Yeah, I set it to sweep from 400 to 470, because that's right. The chameleon is 400 to 470 megahertz.
Yeah, man. Do you have it running constantly, or do you just use it and put it away?
I use it and then put it away, but I mean, if you got room to have it set out, you know, I just, being foldable, you know, it's easily to put away and stuff. You just like unscrew the coax rector off of the gamma part. But yeah, no, I put mine away. I mean, it's smaller, so you could leave it out.
Copy that. No, I've seen some videos of some of them being plugged into the antenna tuners, and they have them running constantly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could do that there. Yeah, because I have the, if you put it, well, if you put it on the outside, if you got it, because you can mount them on a mast, you can use it with the pistol grip, or you can put it on a tripod. And like me, I could just take my, whenever I go out, I plug the VNA into it, the nano, to check it, to make sure it's within tolerance, so I don't have, I mean, you really shouldn't do field adjustments, but it's not really that hard, you know, to do them. It takes a couple minutes.
Copy that. Yeah, no, awesome, man. That's why I got it, too, man. It's very, very small and easy to carry around, and, yeah, hopefully one of these days I'll go out there and, you know, check it out with this radio, take it out in the field and take it out for camping and set it all up on the bench and have some fun with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's a good little antenna. And get like a coax that hooks it. So if you're going to do like an HT or a base setup, make sure that you're like, I mean, it's designed to work from your hand, but optimally, if you're like a foot away from it or something, you know, the SWR would probably be better.
Copy that. Yeah, I was taking a break from watching this video because there was another video that, I don't know, it was kind of weird how he was doing the dummy load without the extension. And then, or calibrating to open the dummy load, and I forgot the other name. And then I'm watching another one, another video, and then he's showing how to calibrate it with the extension. So I'm a little confused, like, do you need the extensions or you don't need the extensions?
You could do it either way. Most people, I know when you watch the videos, they say, well, if you're calibrating from the antenna, basically you go straight to a connector to it, but me, I would rather have that little extension, because I mean, what is it, 6 inches? Because it gives you a little freedom of movement there, because if you have the connector, you know, and a heavy coax right there that close to the meter itself, it might kind of maybe wiggle the connector loose, or, you know, it could possibly break it or something.
Copy that. So it doesn't really matter. It can do. You can either calibrate it with or without, but preferably with the little extender, so it won't damage the connection or the device.
Yeah. I meant to say that. I said that wrong. Like when I'm testing stuff, I use a little extension, but with the three little connectors that you calibrate with, because you have a two of them are like brass, and one of them has like a little silver tip on it. The one with the little silver top, that's your load. You have, if you look at them on the inside, you can see the one that's open. It doesn't have like a pin in the middle. Then there's one that's the short, that has a little short pin. And then the load actually has the longer pin, and it has that little like silver conductor on the top of it. It's like two-colored.
Actually doing it in low light, so I had to step into, you know, I'm looking at, and I had to pause the video a few times. Thank God I have a big flat screen TV so I can pinpoint what was what.
Yeah, roger that. That's how I did. I just sat here in front of the laptop on the computer right here next to my radio and, would play it and pause it, and I would check it and make sure I'm doing it right, and then I would, let the video play through, and then I would run through it and calibrate, because you put the open one on there, and you touch calibrate. There's a line that shoots across the top of the meter, and then you unscrew it. Because it automatically switches to the next one. It goes the open, then it goes short, and then it goes load. And then you just do each one, and at the end of the load, you do, I think there's a save. There's like a save feature, and that saves your calibration point, and you set the frequency sweep in there for the frequencies that you're going to want. That's for like checking SWR, if you calibrate it like that.
Copy that. Did you put all that information on Trace 1?
No, you can, when you save it, you got I think probably about six, because you can put an SD card in there too, a little micro SD, but there's like six in there. No, the traces are the different measurements that it can take. Trace 1, I believe, let me see, let me pull mine out and I'll look at it. Hold on.
Because this video said we were going to focus on Trace 1. That's where we're going to calibrate the loads and the other little knobs.
Yeah, the Trace 1 would be the blue that's on your display. That is the blue mark at the bottom of the screen. Then you got Trace 2, which should be the green, and then Trace 3, which should be the purple. The Trace 2 is the Smith scale that does a little circle in the middle.
Okay, so the traces are the layers. Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, you go through, what you do is you open up the meter, you turn it on, and then you go hit stimulus, and then there's a start frequency, a stop, a center, and a span. All you need to do is program the start and the stop frequency. Like for the antenna, you go down there, you hit start, and you program 470.00, and then there's G, M, and K. And you would hit the M, that would be for megahertz. That would be your starting point. And then you have the stopping point, which is where you put the 470 megahertz in there, and that would be your span to test between 400 and 470.
Copy that. Okay, cool. Because I saw another video, right, that he was an Englishman, the other video. And he was talking about choosing Trace 1 and programming Trace 1, which is that yellow line, for SWR.
Yes, Trace 1 would be the SWR reading, I believe. Let me see. Let me go in here. Yeah, because you go hit recall like this, and I go hit that. There's, because once you program it, once you calibrate it with the, you can turn the traces on and off, but once you calibrate it for like SWR, there's only going to be like one and two. What he's talking about is S11 on the top, the yellow. That would be technically your Trace 1 is what he's talking about. That is where your SWR meeting would be. Then you have S11, the Trace 2, which would be your Smith chart. Then S21, which would be Trace 3. Yeah, let me see. Trace 1 would be the S21. Trace 2 is your Smith chart. Trace 0 would be your S11 SWR, because it's got four traces.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna sit back and play with this little thing and see what I can do with it. I need to save this calibration, and then I'll play with it a little bit more. But yeah, thanks for all the info, man. This is all new to me, and I'm just trying to learn a little bit more. I'll be on the side, brother. WSF H810.
Yeah, Roger, that there. Yeah, they're pretty fun. And, because, like, the S11 port, that is where you would hook up, like, an antenna or, like, check a line, because that, that is a signal coming out, going out and coming back. That's how it checks your SWR. It has, like, a little tiny micro amp signal that goes out, and then it comes back, and it shows you on the meter display what your SWR would be for your antenna or whatever you're measuring. The S21 port on the bottom is like, that's for your through. Like, if you're going to pass a signal through a radio or something and back into the scope, into S21, you would pass it into the in and then out from the radio into S21, like, you know, making a loop, basically. And that's how you would do that. That's for, like, testing equipment and stuff.
Copy. Awesome, man. This is good stuff, man. So, thank you very much for your knowledge. If I run into a hiccup, I'll reach out, but that'll probably be tomorrow or some other day. I'm getting a little tired, so I want to save this information and then just kick up my feet and get ready for the work day tomorrow, brother.
Yeah, Roger that there. All right, man, have yourself a good night's sleep. I'm going to go over here and relax, too, as well. WSFC 673-810, Art in Modesto there. Have a good evening there. And, yeah, these are good little machines. I'm glad you got one.
I'm here, man. You have a good one, 73.
Roger.